difícil de salud mental, NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
This morning, I especially want to speak to the young sons and daughters who join us here today. I want you to know that your moms and dads were among the bravest Americans to ever live. When danger came, when darkness fell, when destruction loomed, they did not flinch. They were not afraid.
With the U.S. moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we're still seeing reaction come in, including Senator John Barrasso, who says this should have been done a long time ago.
The last three have promised it. President Trump delivered. And you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, a bipartisan support for what the president has promised.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
When it comes to claim of assault and harassment by its drivers, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Uber will no longer force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. That ride-hailing company announcing it's changing the terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. The move comes after a CNN investigation found over 100 Uber drivers in the U.S. had been accused of sexual abuse of passengers over a four-year period. The company's also no longer requiring confidentiality when it comes to settlements or lawsuits about assault and harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House has been lambasted the last 5 days after it was leaked that a lower-level communication aide said Senator John McCain, who has brain cancer, didn't matter because he, quote, was dying anyways. President Trump came out today and said these leaks have to stop, and he called the leakers traitors and cowards and vowed to root them all out. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said today that the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was not to blame for the deadly violence that erupted along the Gaza border. Take a listen to a portion of her comments.
In recent days, Hamas terrorists, backed by Iran, have incited attacks against Israeli security forces and infrastructure. That is violence that should occupy our attention, too. The common thread in all of this is the destabilizing conduct of the Iranian regime, a regime that insists on promoting violence throughout the Middle East while depriving its own people of basic human rights. The United States welcomes a discussion of this violence in the Middle East. We welcome discussing the ways we can cooperate with each other to put an end to this violence. There is far too little discussion in the Security Council on Iran's destabilizing presence in Syria, its promotion of violence in Yemen, its support for terrorism in Gaza, and its dangerous and illegal weapons buildup in Lebanon.
Haley made those comments today addressing a UN Security Council emergency meeting. And finally, it was back on this date in 1963, the last Project Mercury space flight carrying Gordon Cooper is launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterton High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterton Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! We're going to discuss Trump's decision to back out of the Iran nuclear deal and Syria and Iran and Israel and the U.S. and their interaction. Wow. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, Colonel, you know I'm always ready to fly, fight, and win. Or in the case of NASCAR, drive and win. I mention NASCAR because you have the opportunity to send a U.S. Armed Services member to the most patriotic NASCAR race of the season, the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The USO, along with Patriot partners, are working again this year to bring service members to the race. But they need your help to buy the tickets for just $25 each. For more information on how you can help our troops have a memorable Memorial Day weekend by sending them to the races, go to our Facebook page, /Frontlines of Freedom, and look for the article pinned at the top of our news feed that has all the details. Or you can just call Charlotte Motor Speedway and tell them you would like to buy a Let the Troops Race ticket to the Coca-Cola 600. The cool part? You can buy as many tickets as you want. There's no limit on the amount of good cheer you can spread to our armed service members. That phone number is 1-800-455-FANS. That's 1-800-455-FANS.
Good to hear, Josh. Sounds good. That's cool. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby is happy as usual. We'll hear from him as he shares his warrant wisdom. And Marine vet Skip Coriel is here, looking like he's been in mischief. And Frontlines of Freedom contributor Faye Richardson Green is here, too. Welcome back to the show, team member.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. It's been a tough little period for me and my family. My husband's been traveling a lot, and we recently lost a very close family friend. So,
you know, that is tough. But we're hanging in there because we need to.
And that's what we do.
That's what we do. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to suggest that President Trump's decision to back out of the nuclear deal and our open support of Israel against Iran reduces the likelihood of war. Our lead guest will be the first female African-American combat pilot, Marine vet Vernice Armour. She's better known as Fly Girl, and she'll be the main speaker at the Armed Forces Thanksgiving event here in Grand Rapids, Michigan next Friday. Then we're going to discuss some of our wonderful Navy SEALs who are being charged as criminals by our military, all for doing their jobs in combat. When will this BS end? Next, we'll continue to the review of Bo Boziano's book, Fighting Today's Wars, about the abuse of combat troops by our military. And Frontlines of Freedom contributor Faye Green will join me to discuss what we should do about our VA. Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. I'd appreciate it if you would also go to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom. We do welcome your input to the show, you know. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Major General Ryan Gonsalves, who was slated for promotion until he was faulted for disrespectful conduct toward a congressional staffer, has retired from the Army. Gonsalves' retirement comes 6 months after an inspector general's probe determined the commander violated an Army policy that requires treating others with dignity and respect. In July, Gonsalves, who commanded the 4th Infantry Division, was nominated for a third star and was a contender to be the next head of U.S. Army Europe. The IG determined that Gonsalves, during meetings at his headquarters in Fort Carson, Colorado, was dismissive of a female congressional aide, calling the staffer sweetheart at one point during the October 2016 meeting. Gonsalves' nomination was formally withdrawn. The general served for nearly 35 years, including deployments to Iraq. As head of the 4th Infantry Division, Gonsalves was responsible for preparing numerous troops for deployments to Europe.
Folks, the only reason to have a military is to kill people and break things. General Gonsalves was very good at teaching and training our troops to do just that. Because of a political correctness violation, calling a female sweetheart, we've run him out of the Army? This act on the part of our senior generals and civilians in the Pentagon is the same kind of irresponsibility that permits them to allow soldiers to be tried for murder for killing the enemy in combat. These so-called leaders are beneath disgusting. The Pentagon is indeed a swamp that needs serious draining. I hope General Mattis is capable of doing it.
the deployment of about 2,000 National Guard troops to aid customs and border protection along the U.S.-Mexico border is expected to cost about $182 million, according to a Pentagon spokeswoman. The money would fund the troops through the end of September. The 2,000 troops are roughly half the number that Defense Secretary Mattis may deploy to the border to assist law enforcement with security. President Trump has long railed against the state of the nation's southern border, describing it as porous and allowing undocumented immigrants and drugs to flow into the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has only formally requested about 2,000 National Guardsmen so far. The Pentagon had no concern that using the money meant to fund Guard units' training would hurt their combat readiness. National Guard members began deploying to the border last month after Mattis authorized the operation. They operate under the control of the governors of the border states. So far, troops have deployed to border areas in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California. They provide capabilities such as aviation, surveillance, engineering, communications, and logistical operations. The troops are not authorized to make arrests.
No nation in the world leaves their borders wide open and unprotected. Anyone entering our nation must do so in accordance with our laws, period. We certainly don't need any more illegal people drawing welfare, bringing in drugs, terrorists, or white slavers. Let's seal our borders.
Former Congressman Jeff Miller, who chaired the House Committee on Veterans Affairs before retiring from Congress last year, is considered a leading candidate to become President Trump's next nominee for VA Secretary, according to people familiar with the matter. The Florida Republican, who spent 16 years in Congress and now works in Washington as a lobbyist, met with officials in the White House vetting office. Miller told people close to the White House that he expects to meet with Trump soon.
Jeff Miller would be a good VA secretary. We need a good leader in that post, and darn soon.
President Trump said that he will not consider withdrawing the 28,500 American troops stationed in South Korea as he prepares to negotiate the removal of North Korea's nuclear weapons with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks. Trump said, quote, "Troops are not on the table," end quote. The president denied a New York Times report that he had ordered the Pentagon to draw up options for removing our forces from South Korea. Officials with the Pentagon and the National Security Council also denied the report. The U.S. military presence in South Korea has been the cornerstone of the alliance between the two countries since the 1950-53 Korean War ended in an armistice instead of a peace treaty. But the rapidly evolving peace process with the North has led to suggestions that U.S. troops might not be needed if a treaty is signed. Trump announced that the historic peace summit will take place in early June in Singapore. The president did not rule out the eventual removal of some troops from the peninsula in his brief comments, telling reporters he'd, quote, "like to save the money," end quote, that it costs to house service members there. The New York Times cited several people familiar with the deliberations as saying the president was seeking options ahead of his planned summit with the North Korean leader. A Pentagon spokesman called the Times report inaccurate, adding, "American defense posture and mission has not changed in South Korea, and the Defense Department has no plans to adjust them." National Security Advisor John Bolton also denied the report.
The president is a very, very good negotiator. He simply would not do something as stupid as offer the withdrawal of our troops in Korea to get North Korea to permanently dispose of their nukes. He's going into that meeting with all the power at his disposal. Regardless of what North Korea promises during the summit, until they have proven that all their nuclear capacity has been removed, we aren't going to give them anything. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll meet Vernice Armour, fighter pilot, motorcycle cop, and more. At East Troops, take a break.
May is National Armed Forces Month, and while Spartan Ash is committed to serving our military heroes throughout the year, we want to say a special thanks this May to all those presently serving in our military and to their families as well.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. military commissaries around the world, it's our privilege to serve those who served through the commissaries and at our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Every year we hear of new biological threats ranging from mutated flu viruses to full-blown worldwide pandemic. Always keep a 3-month supply of food, fresh water, and medical supplies inside your home. The only reliable defense against pandemic is to avoid human contact by staying inside your home until the threat is passed. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com. or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are standing tall in formation listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, honor, and remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. I'm delighted that our president decided to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. That's a great situation, and you'll see why. Now, the only way to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power without a war is to overthrow their regime. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu just advanced that goal. He recently revealed that Israel seized Iran's archive of its military nuclear program in Tehran and brought it to Israel, and the same day, a video was posted by IDF soldiers singing Solante Gabala, a traditional Persian love song, in Persian. We'll tie this together for you. Taken together, these two events demonstrate a purpose of Netanyahu's presentation. Netanyahu's detractors said, "He didn't tell us anything we haven't known for years," they sniffed. Okay, consider this. Mossad agents seized half a ton of documents and computer files from a warehouse in Tehran and brought proof that Iran has been lying about its nuclear ambitions since 1999. This information was never more than surmised by nuclear experts. As for the nuclear deal, the archive itself is a material breach of the nuclear deal, which bars Iran from conducting activities which could contribute to the design and development of a nuclear explosive device. By the way, our nation was a full partner in Israel's decision to make the presentation. Netanyahu reportedly briefed our president about the operation and its initial findings during his White House visit on March 5th. Then the Mossad gave the CIA a copy of the entire archive. And our president wisely just announced the abandoning of the nuclear deal with Iran. As for the Europeans, since Trump abandoned the nuclear deal, Congress will reinstate the sanctions suspended in January 2016 when the deal went into effect. And then the Europeans can decide, trade with the United States or trade with Iran. Pretty simple. Wonder why they had the soldiers singing a love song in Persian? Netanyahu had two target audiences, the Iranian regime and the Iranian people. The power of his presentation rested on two key observations. First, the Iranian regime actually believes this anti-Semitic rhetoric. At its base, Jew hatred is a neurotic condition. Anti-Semites fear Jews. They perceive them as all-powerful. This neurotic worldview makes rational analysis impossible. Everything is a Jewish plot. Through circular reasoning, anti-Semites see Jewish fingers in everything bad happening to them. Netanyahu pushed all of Iran's leaders' neurotic anti-Semitic buttons. Netanyahu opened by revealing the existence of Iran's secret archive of its military nuclear program, which few Iranian citizens knew about. So Netanyahu told the Iranians that just as they fear, the Jews know everything about them. It doesn't matter how closely guarded the secret is, the Jews will know. So why did the Israelis bother to remove the actual notebooks? Why not scan them into a flip? Then they could avoid tipping the Iranians off. This misses a key point of the operation. Israel wanted the Iranians to know that its agents seized the files. For years, Israel's enemies have recognized its technological prowess. Ironically, rather even as it raised the fears of its enemies, Israel's technological superiority also fed their contempt. Israel's enemies insisted that Israel resorts to cyber warfare and other indirect assaults because it is too afraid to have its soldiers face the enemy in a physical battlefield. When Netanyahu pulled back the curtains, he exposed not only the regime's lying, but its weakness. There can be no greater humiliation. So how did the Iranian people respond? Iran's anti-regime protests in December and January were widely covered, but the protests didn't end then. They're ongoing and spreading. The anti-regime protests span from one end of Iran to the other and include people in sectors from all walks of life. Barred from open currency trading, the Iran rial has sunk like a stone. Iranian traders can't carry out commerce. Their plight will only deteriorate, and their anger at the regime will increase as the U.S. reinstitutes its nuclear sanctions. And this brings us to Israel's strategic goal, the empowerment of the Iranian people to overthrow the regime. The first step is to make the regime lose confidence in itself. The day before Netanyahu made his presentation, massive airstrikes attributed to Israel destroyed bases in Hama and Aleppo, Syria. These housed major Iranian assets. One base was a recruiting and training center for Iranian-organized Shiite militias. The other housed 200 precision-guided Iranian missiles. Between the two attacks, a new reality presented itself to the Iranians. Since the 1979 Iranian Revolution, the U.S. consistently shielded Iran from Israel. Under Obama, the U.S. shielded Iran from Israel on multiple fronts. The Iranians now realize that Israel has a green light from the U.S. to defeat its forces in Syria, and they're terrified. So, will this increase the threat of war? No, it has likely done exactly the opposite. Hemmed in by an empowered Israel, the angry Iranian public just watched its humiliation on Israeli television. It's hard to see Iran starting a war. It's now convinced it will lose. Again, the only way to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power without war is to overthrow the regime. Netanyahu's presentation advanced that goal profoundly. Declarations of friendship to the Iranian people, like the IDF's Persian love song, further empower the Iranian people to bring down the regime that oppresses them and endangers the entire world. So the winners are the Iranian people, Israel, the United States, and the world. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
It looks like the Army has a new futuristic goggle, which will make them even deadlier when it comes to dominating nighttime battles. The technology will also help keep soldiers safe in an entirely new way. Imagine if U.S. soldiers could shoot with precision from behind the safety of cover without exposure to enemy bullets. What if soldiers could literally shoot from the hip, on the fly, with absolute precision? American soldiers will be able to do all of this and more thanks to the exciting new technology. In a way, American soldiers will be able to see what their rifle sees. For example, soldiers can point their weapons around corners and precisely hit targets, all the while remaining hidden and protected behind cover. The U.S. Army and BAE Systems closely collaborated to arm soldiers with the breakthrough technology. Dubbed, in another crazy mouthful name from the Department of Defense, the Enhanced Night Vision Goggle 3 and Family of Weapon-Sighted Individual Program. Whew, what a mouthful. You know, in war, darkness can be a valuable advantage. And tech-like night vision goggles allow warfighters to see threats that cannot be seen clearly or even seen at all with the naked eye. One way devices deliver sight at night is by taking the available ambient light from things such as the moon and harnessing it for illumination. And soldiers must be able to quickly locate threats, distinguish friend or foe, and accurately shoot to stop threats. This is difficult enough in daylight and becomes even more challenging in conditions that reduce visibility like darkness, smoke, and vegetation. To enhance the ability to see on the battlefield, soldiers often use two different devices, night vision goggles and a thermal device mounted on the weapon for aiming. And shifting between the two can impact how quickly the soldier identifies and stops a threat. This new futuristic tech eliminates the need to switch between night vision goggles and the weapon-mounted thermal sights by combining the two into one system. The thermal sight is mounted on the M4 service rifle, and that is connected wirelessly to the night vision goggle, which is mounted on the soldier's helmet. By allowing the soldier to see what the rifle sees, this cutting-edge technology can eliminate the need to look through the weapon's sight. The tech can also mean you don't have to paint targets with lasers. This means the enemy will not know they've been seen until it's too late. One of the advantages of this tech is obviously domination at night, but this tech can also deliver advantages during the day. With these new goggles, a soldier could safely and accurately shoot from around a building corner. Soldiers could even fire above their heads with accuracy while safely tucked behind a giant concrete barrier. This is because a soldier can still see where the rifle is pointed without looking down the barrel. These exciting new night vision goggles and thermal weapon sights have certainly caught the Army's interest, as they just ordered $97 million worth. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Hey, thanks, Roland. I really appreciate you. You're an amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to meet Fly Girl, Bernice Armour. Then we're going to discuss some good Navy SEALs who are in trouble with the Pentagon for doing their job. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Do 25, then stand at ease. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
This morning, I especially want to speak to the young sons and daughters who join us here today. I want you to know that your moms and dads were among the bravest Americans to ever live. When danger came, when darkness fell, when destruction loomed, they did not flinch. They were not afraid.
With the U.S. moving its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, we're still seeing reaction come in, including Senator John Barrasso, who says this should have been done a long time ago.
The last three have promised it. President Trump delivered. And you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show a lady who likes to be known as Fly Girl. Berenice Armour is our nation's first African-American female combat pilot. And since she stopped flying for the Marines, she's done a lot of other things. Indeed, before she flew for the Marines, she did a lot of other things that make our nation better. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Berenice.
Hey, hey. It's great to be here, sir.
Hey. Glad to have you, Fly Girl. How did you get on the path of becoming a pilot, much less a combat fighter pilot? Is that something you wanted to be growing up, parents or family members? What's the story?
You know, I absolutely did not want to be in the military. And it's not that I didn't want to be. That just wasn't my dream. My dream since I was 4 years old was to be a cop that rode a horse downtown. Now, along that journey, I got a horse when I was six, graduated from school, went to college, didn't have any money to go to school with. So I ended up going to school on student loans, Pell Grants. And I didn't have any extra money to hang out. And I saw a flyer on the wall that said, free trip to Mardi Gras. I said, what? That is for me. And it fits the budget. Sign me up. But, of course, there's always a catch. And when I got closer to the flyer, the catch was I had to join the women's ROTC rifle team, which is the auxiliary to the actual ROTC program. Joined the team, had an amazing time. And really love the camaraderie. And I said, this will help me get into police academy. This is a strategic advantage. So I actually enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve. Took a semester off, came back in the summer, made up my classes. I wanted to leverage it even more. And I joined ROTC as an actual cadet. It was Army ROTC at the time. I went to Fort Bragg, the Leadership Advance Camp, that next summer and saw a black woman in a flight suit. And I said, whoa, that is cool. So that was really my first inspiration of being a pilot. And really, the military just showed up in my life at a time when it could help me get to where I wanted to be. And I think a lot of folks have been in that same spot.
You know, that is really true for a lot of people. You set out to do something, and something leads to something else, and all of a sudden,
yep,
boom, you're in the middle of something that you'd never dreamed of.
Right, right. And I never dreamt of this, and it has just been an amazing, amazing, amazing honor to serve my country in the Army and in the Marine Corps and as a naval aviator. You know, all Marines are naval aviators. And now I just serve on a different battlefield, but it's just been an amazing. And the Cobra, I flew attack helicopters, right? Cobra, it was a great piece of gear.
Well, and as a former Army guy, I'm really glad to know that you started with the senior service. So
then I saw the light.
I won't call you a jarhead, Bernice. I don't care what you say. Anyway, so that's how it all started. Now, somewhere along the way, you became a police officer. But that was sort of your initial goal, wasn't it? Did you ever get the horse?
I did. I actually rode horses downtown. Harley Davidson Road King 1350 motorcycle, check in the box, steel horse, right? And no, I did not actually ride the equestrian horses because there was no equestrian section when I was on the department. They were just standing that unit up when I left.
Well, you were a good influence anyway. Well, yep. I relate to that because I'm the exception in my family. Almost all the people, adults in my family, are cops. I'm the exception. I went in the Army. So I appreciate your support of law enforcement.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you became a fighter pilot for the Marines, and you went into combat. Talk to us about your tours in combat.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to make a distinction because I know there are plenty of folks out there who worked in the wing or the aviation field. So I didn't fly fighters, which are jets. I actually flew attack helicopters. So just a combat pilot, right? And
as a guy who's an infantryman, I loved you whichever you were. We needed both of them.
True. It's all about protecting the troops on the ground, believe me. And that's what we're there for, to save the lives of our men and women in uniform. And it's pretty amazing. And you asked about the tours overseas, right, or the experience?
Yes.
I had no idea what it would be like. Obviously, no one really does until they get there. And, you know, of course, there was some exciting time. You know, we were excited before we went. I mean, we had trained for years for this, right? And in the Army, I'd trained. That's why we have our fighting force for our country, no matter what service you're in, to protect and serve. And we were actually being called up to do that. Were there some sucky times? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I miss my family, my friends, loved ones, going out on a date or going to the movies or to eat pizza. But what an honor to have been able to serve my country in that way. Now, when people ask me, what was it like? And I'm sure many veterans today that are listening to the sound of my voice, they know what I'm getting ready to describe. Turn your oven up as high as it'll go, stick your head in, put a blow dryer in your face on hot and high, and then throw sand in your face. And that's about what it's like many times over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I wouldn't change a single thing.
I believe you. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the amazing life of Fly Girl, Bernice Amor. So you flew attack helicopters in combat. At what point after that tour did you decide to get out, and to get out to do what?
So I knew I wasn't career. When I saw that woman in the flight suit, I said, ooh, that looks fun. Adventure's juicy. And I'm all about living an adventurous, epic, amazing life. So after two tours in Iraq, check in the box, I ended up getting stationed at Quantico, Virginia. And it was in Quantico where I ended up being a diversity officer and going around to all these different conferences. Now, I'd always been speaking a little bit, and I consider that my community outreach. And now that I'm going to these industry conferences, I saw people speaking on stage, and I said, whoa, wait a minute, you mean they get paid for that? New dream was born. So I'm actually on my third life, and I got out of the Marine Corps, started my own company. I wrote a book 4 years after that, so I'm a best-selling author, and I travel the world internationally, and most here in the States, so speaking for corporate America and associations about gutsy leadership, you know, courage, power, and grit. You know, in the Marine Corps, we called it moral courage, you know, the courage to do the right thing and the courage to do the thing, whatever, you know, how do we save the world with a little bubble gum and duct tape is how I usually say it, but helping corporate America and our execs out there make some gutsy moves and lead our organizations in a better way.
Well, that really is the secret to success, isn't it? Being shy and quiet, you've got to be creative and innovative at the same time, have integrity, and
that's
be willing
exactly
to take
right.
the hits yourself if something doesn't go right, as sometimes it does. That's what you're looking for, right?
Hey, no plan survives enemy contact with the enemy. I mean, we already know that. So the key is being flexible and adaptable, having our plan and sticking to it. You know, grit, that's why grit's a part of it as well. And I've been trained, whether as a police officer, Marine, or a combat pilot, to do it until you accomplish the mission, until you get the job done. And sometimes out here in the arena of life, you know, we need reminding. So anytime I'm out there giving a presentation or a talk, I'm talking to myself too, because it's a journey. Not a destination, and life is too amazing not to be conscious.
I could not agree more with you. Wow. Folks, for those listeners in West Michigan, Bernice will be the main speaker at the Armed Forces Thanksgiving Luncheon this next Friday in Grand Rapids. If you'd like to learn more about hosting an Armed Forces Thanksgiving event in your city, you can check armedforcesthx.org. That's armedforcesthx.org. Bernice, thank you for taking time to join us today. I look forward to hanging out with you at the luncheon next Friday. It's always been an honor to shake hands with Fly Girl. I'm looking forward to our chance to meet face-to-face.
Hey, absolutely. And let me, full disclosure, you already said it up front, but my call sign was not Fly Girl when I was in the military. It was actually Junk, for Junk in the Trunk.
Okay.
And my CEO gave me that. I'm like, sir, what were you doing looking at my trunk? Anyway. But So that's my real call sign for those out there wondering the real deal. And I would love for any folks to connect with me if they'd like. Instagram, you know, I love Instagram and Facebook. Twitter, I'm on there too. So don't be shy, folks. Reach out. And it was an honor to serve by your side.
And if you have trouble reaching her, just contact me at frontlinesoffreedom.com and I'll help you make the contact. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-ups time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. We'll soon be providing information on how you can attend the Sky Ball. I went to it last year, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. I'll soon be sharing about it and how its goal is to help our military and veterans and their families. This is an activity of the Air Power Foundation, an amazing group of patriots who just want to take care of our military community. We'll be sharing more about this over the next month. You're going to love this.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Colby Volkey. Colby is now an attorney who is working with some brave U.S. Navy SEALs who have been wrongfully charged by our military. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Colby.
Thank you, Denny. Good to be here.
Colby, tell us about your military career. How did you become a Marine?
Well, I graduated from Texas A&M, and I graduated there. I got commissioned, and I went into the Marine Corps as an artillery officer. I did a combat tour, Desert Storm, and a little bit of service after that, then put in for the Marine Corps law program. I got picked up for that, went to law school, and came out and was a Marine Corps judge advocate. So, and as a judge advocate, all I did was trial billets. I was basically a JAG prosecutor and defense counsel for the rest of my career. I finished up as the regional defense counsel out at Camp Pendleton. So I was in charge of all the Marine Defense Council, west half of the U.S., and Iraq. And it was there that we first started getting these cases where Marines being charged with crimes in combat. We had the so-called Haditha massacre. We had the Hamdaniya cases. We had a whole slew of cases like that. So I was both supervising my defense counsel on how to defend these cases and also working on those cases myself. And working on those, I retired in 2008. And after I retired, I went into private practice and continued to represent military members with kind of a focus on those guys being charged with crimes in combat. So I've done a countless number of cases like that, and that's what I'm still doing today.
Well, I understand. You started out as a combat guy, and it's almost incomprehensible that, you know, yes, there are a few jerks out there, and yes, occasionally soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen do criminal things, but most of them don't, and I'm unaware of any that have done it in combat. So I imagine that it shocked the heck out of you to find this going on.
Well, these cases become very political, and when allegations like this come up, you have the government trying to please a lot of different people. You have satisfying media who are making inquiries, politicians back here at home. You've got leaders in other countries, presidents of other countries, local clerks, you name it. People want answers. So these cases become very political, and there's a interest in prosecuting these guys to show the country and the world that we don't allow our guys to do bad things unpunished. So all that sounds great, except when the emphasis here is to throw these guys under the bus in order to save face. So a lot of these cases go forward, and they shouldn't. We have our soldiers, our Marines, our SEALs, all these warriors who go out there into combat, and they're given basically the same speech, which is go out there and do your best. We need to kill the enemy, save these people, and as long as you are doing the right thing, we'll back you up. And unfortunately, that doesn't hold true. They aren't backed up. And a lot of these cases, the more I get involved with them, the more angry I become. Because it just looks exactly like that. They're taking our warriors, the guys on the ground, the junior officers, the enlisted guys who are with the rifles in their hands, and these are the guys that get thrown under the bus for some political gain.
Well, that is exactly why we're talking today. This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the situation, or about to, where some Navy SEALs have been wrongfully charged by their leaders with doing their jobs. Colby, what happened?
Well, what we have is some members of the SEAL team that were deployed in Afghanistan, and they were operating something called a village stability platform. And what this was, an idea for our special forces to train some of the local forces out there to fight for themselves. So in this case, we had the SEAL team that was in area known as VSP Kalach in Afghanistan, and they were training the ALP, the Afghan local police. And so they're on this deployment, and they're almost ready to close up this VSP and turn it over completely to the Afghan local policemen. And an IED goes off in this nearby village. It kills one of the ALP members, and the ALP capture some guys that they think are responsible for the bomb, some Taliban. So they bring them to the VSP where the SEALs are for help and questioning. So the SEALs go out there and agree, and they help question these guys to try to determine if these are the guys who set off the bomb. So while that's happening, you have a whole lot of ALP kind of in the same area, 20 to 30 of them, and they're very angry and they're upset because basically one of their brothers was killed. And some of them get out of hand. They're trying to beat some of these detainees that are being questioned, and the SEALs actually step in and stop them from doing it. But the questioning goes on. Once it's over, they report back to the ALP commander and give him the information for him to take action. Either send them off to a place called Terrencotra for the processing, but these are the detainees belonging to ALP. So the ALP commander decides to turn these guys loose. So the SEALs are like, well, okay, whatever, it's your decision. So they let these guys go. So no other incidents that day. The next day, they hear through ICOM chatter, the radio, Taliban talking on the radio. Somebody picks it up, one of the ALP members, and it tells an interpreter that someone from the day before was killed. The interpreter, in turn, tells a couple of regular Army soldiers that are stationed at the VSP in support of the SEALs that someone was killed, and these guys freak out. So they make the accusation that it was the SEALs that were beating these guys. So an investigation starts, and NCIS comes in and investigates, and they question a lot of different people. There's not enough evidence to go forward with anything. There's no evidence that these SEALs did what the accusations were. But the Navy still takes some further action against them. And this is all back in 2012. And they take them to something called a Trident Review Board where the SEALs can lose their SEAL status. They take them to something called a Disciplinary Review Board. And then they go to Article 15 NJP, Non-Judicial Punishment, where the Navy captain, he's serving as a commodore, hears all the evidence, takes statements from everybody, and decides that, hey, the SEALs are clear. And so through all we're out there, some of the accusations coming from the Army soldiers were very inconsistent, and I think that's exactly why they were cleared at every one of these processes. So November of 2012, these guys are cleared, and they move on. More than 3 years later, in December of 2015, the New York Times publishes a story. And it's not very complimentary to the Navy. And it alleges cover-up by the Navy and that these beatings occurred and that they were done by the SEALs. All of a sudden, the Navy takes a 180. NCIS reinvestigates it, and because of the bad publicity, they turn around and charge these SEALs with the exact same thing again that they'd already been adjudicated for. And now they're facing this simply because of pressure by the New York Times and making the Navy look bad.
So, Colby, what I heard you just say is the problem is not what the SEALs did, because apparently if they did anything wrong, there's no evidence of it. The problem is that their chain of command isn't standing up for them.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, during this process, there was a Navy admiral who wanted to stand up for him and back up what the earlier commander had done. And he received pressure from the Navy Judge Advocate General that for political reasons that he needed to go forward.
Colby, unfortunately, there are other stories like this. We're about out of time. Take a minute and tell people how they can get in touch with you, learn more, get involved, because I'd like our citizens to be concerned about this.
Absolutely. Well, anybody who's aware of these cases and hears this case of these SEALs should, one, they can write their congressman, but two, they can go to the website for United American Patriots. And United American Patriots is a nonprofit group that raises money to support these guys who are charged with crimes in combat to help defend them. And if you go on to the United American Patriots website, you can see the stories of these guys posted, and you can contact them, and you can contact me through that website as well.
Colby, that's awesome. Thank you for what you're doing for these guys. Thank you for your service to our nation. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you, friend.
And thank you, Benny. Keep up the show. It's a great piece of work.
Now it's time for our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is where we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor these fine troops. 19 years ago this month, para-rescuemen Jeremy Hardy, Ron Ellis, and combat controller Andy Kubik rescued the now Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein. Then Staff Sergeant Jeremy Hardy, a para-rescueman, and his fellow airmen were on alert in Bosnia on May 2, 1999, when they got a call. An F-16 had been shot down by a surface-to-air missile, and an Air Force pilot was trapped behind enemy lines. The team jumped into action. Their mission was dangerous from the start. The three-helicopter team dodged surface-to-air missiles, and as they crossed the border, they had to evade anti-aircraft fire. When they got where they thought then-Colonel Goldfein was, they dodged more fire before they got his exact location. Then they went in. Their chopper landed. Hardy and his team jumped out and ran towards Goldfein as he emerged from the woodline where he'd taken cover. Serbian troops were right on his tail. Kubak and Ellis provided security as Hardy went forward and got Goldfein, ran back to the helicopter under heavy fire, and took off. When they got Goldfein into the helicopter, they lay on top of him because they were wearing body armor and Goldfein wasn't. These guys are heroes. So stand tall, Jeremy Hardy, Ron Ellis, and Andy Kubik. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour, continuing our review of Bol Bolgiano's book, Fighting Today's Wars, about the conditions we want to exist before we send our troops into combat. Then we'll get a report from Frontlines of Freedom contributor Faye Green on our VA. Of course, we'll continue with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's spring. Go out and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities with 95%